"You need not look in that way," I said. "If you do, I'll wear nothing but my old Lowood frocks to the end of the chapter. I'll be married in this lilac gingham. You may make a dressing gown for yourself out of the pearl-grey silk, and an infinite series of waistcoats out of the black satin." He chuckled. He rubbed his hands. "Oh, it is rich to see and hear her," he exclaimed. "Is she original? Is she piquant? I would not exchange this one little English girl for the Grand Turk's whole seraglio, gazelle eyes, houri forms and all." The Eastern illusion bit me again. "I'll not stand you an inch in the stead of a seraglio," I said, "so don't consider me an equivalent for one. If you have a fancy for anything in that line, away with you, sir, to the bazaars of Stamboul without delay, and lay out in extensive slave purchases some of that spare cash you seem at a loss to spend satisfactorily here."